There was no road to Leganés, just a narrow, muddy path marked by occasional imprints of naked feet and strewn with stones, irregular, ragged, and discolored like the teeth in an old man's mouth. The village itself, perched on a cluster of hillocks, was brooding wearily in the early afternoon sun. When Charles Prevost saw it through the window of his carriage, he shook his large gray head. "They might have chosen a better place," he thought. But then that man Massey had been a viol player, a musician, and there was no way of understanding such people. He could have settled down in Valladolid, or even in Madrid itself, though, of course, life there would have cost more. Moreover, in the cities, there was a far greater danger of meeting people who might ask questions, or worse still, get a glimpse of the secret. And that... A sharp knock interrupted his chain of thought. Something had hit the carriage. Charles Prevost heaved his large, fleshy body nearer the window and peered out. And then he gasped. There was an arrow sticking in the leather curtain. An arrow! Glancing about, he saw at some distance a turbaned head, and another, and a third. Moors! For one wild moment, Charles Prevost felt himself whirled back in time to the siege of Tunis, trumpets blaring, banners streaming in the wind, and the emperor himself roaring commands as only he could. But then he saw that the faces under the turbans were boys' faces, and very frightened ones at that. Boys playing Moors and shooting at his carriage. His face flushed, and he pulled at the silk cord, the other end of which was tied to the coachman's little finger. The carriage came to a stop. "Just you wait," said Charles Prevost grimly. He began to fumble at the door. "Don't do that," a young, clear voice said sharply. "Please." The heavy man turned around. A boy was looking into the carriage from the other side, a boy perhaps 7 or 8 years old, fair-haired, with a pale, eager face. He was dressed in rags. "What do you mean?" Prevost stared at him, goggle-eyed. "You were going to interfere, weren't you?" The boy sounded impatient. "They didn't shoot at you. Your carriage just ran into their line of fire."
"Vaya!" Prevost began to sputter. "Go away! I never..."
"It was bad shooting," admitted the boy hastily. "But if you'll stay in your carriage, I'll avenge you."